Gibson described it as the most thorough investigation of institutional stockholders and of connections among boards of directors that has ever been done, and wrote, "The basic conclusions of this study are concise and quite straightforward. Financial institutions, part of or extremely interrelated with the Morgan Rockefeller complex, are the dominant force in the economy." One example Gibson offered was that the board of directors of Morgan included individuals serving on the boards of 31 of the top 100 firms. Citicorp was directly tied to 49 top companies, and Chase Manhattan, Chemical Bank, and Metropolitan Life each had 24 other top companies represented on their boards. These and a multitude of other overlaps among the top 100 firms provides a dense network of relationships reinforced by frequent ties through private clubs, educational background, marriages, and membership in organizations such as the Council on Foreign Relations and the Business Council. After detailing how Kennedy sought to deny total control to this nexus of globalists, Gibson stated, "President Kennedy's commitment to science, technology, and economic progress had led him to adopt policies that were vehemently attacked by people in and around the Morgan Rockefeller complex." It was less than 2 hours after Kennedy was shot, at a time when the Dallas police were unsure of Oswald's identity, since he carried identification in the names of two different persons, that J. Edgar Hoover wrote, "I called the Attorney General at his home and told him I thought we had the man who killed the president down in Dallas." FBI documents released in 1977 stated that Hoover had concluded that Lee Harvey Oswald was the assassin and was a mean-minded individual in the category of a nut. The evening of the assassination, Hoover told Lyndon Johnson's aide, Walter Jenkins, "The thing I am concerned about is having something issued so we can convince the public that Oswald is the real assassin." Within days of Kennedy's death, the same forces opposing his policies began to promulgate the official theory for his death: a lone assassin suffering a strain of madness and violence fired at the president from the sixth floor of a book warehouse, striking him twice out of 3 shots fired within 6 seconds, despite the fact that the target was 265 feet away, moving laterally and downhill away from the shooter, and an evergreen tree obscured the line of sight.